This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Humanistic values and secular worldview in legislative reform. Discover how humanistic approaches and a secular worldview transform legislative reform to promote personal flourishing and inclusive policies. Humanistic approaches in legislative reform, why it matters. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about how laws get changed and who they really serve. You know, sometimes it feels like legislative reform is just political gamesmanship, or it's all about power and money, right? But there's this other way to look at it, through humanistic approaches, and honestly, it changes how you think about laws altogether. When we talk about humanistic approaches to legislative reform, we're talking about putting human values and personal flourishing front and center. Instead of seeing laws as just rules to keep order or a tool for control, this approach treats them as instruments to help people live better, more meaningful lives. One of the key ideas here is positive humanism. This concept takes elements from positive psychology but applies it to society and governance. Positive humanism is about promoting conditions where people can thrive, grow, and feel their best within the community. And legislation plays a huge role in this. But why is it especially important to think about reform from a humanistic perspective? Because most traditional legal systems are built on rigid, sometimes outdated values or religious ideas that don't always support everyone equally. A secular worldview, which separates laws from religious doctrines, opens the door for more inclusive and fair reforms based directly on human needs and rights. For example, consider laws around mental health. A humanistic lens encourages reforms that focus less on punishment and more on care, support, and rehabilitation. It emphasizes dignity and respect for individuals, rather than seeing mental illness as a moral failing or criminal issue. The same goes for education, social justice, and even environmental legislation, placing human experience and well-being at the heart of reform efforts. Now, you might wonder, how can this be practically applied? This is where applied humanistic philosophy comes into play. Lawyers, lawmakers, and activists who adopt these values don't just talk about ideals. They design policies and laws informed by research and principles that genuinely aim to improve personal flourishing and community health. They see laws as a tool for positive societal change rather than just a set of restrictions. The benefits of this approach are pretty clear. More compassionate laws. By prioritizing human dignity, laws tend to protect rather than punish. Inclusive policies. Everyone, regardless of background or belief, benefits from reforms grounded in humanistic values. Better community trust. People trust governments more when laws reflect their real-life needs and promote well-being. Long-term societal growth. Laws supporting individuals' positive development help cultivate healthier, more resilient societies. The influence of positive psychology here can't be overstated. It encourages policymakers to measure success not just in economic terms or crime rates, but in how laws enhance happiness, mental health, and meaning. That's a game changer. One resource I'd really recommend for anyone interested in this topic is the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It beautifully lays out how secular humanism combined with positive psychology can reshape how we think about ethics, values, and yes, legislative reform. The book goes beyond theory and offers practical insights on how we can build societies that prioritize the well-being and flourishing of every individual. If you've ever thought laws could do more than control but actually help people flourish, you'll find this approach refreshing. It champions a secular worldview, meaning it relies on reason, compassion, and evidence-based policies that work for all people, regardless of their faith or background. So, if you want to learn more about how a humanistic approach can reshape our laws to build a better future, I highly suggest checking out that book. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's a springboard for new ideas on how we can create laws that truly serve humanity, promoting justice, equity, and happiness.